Today, people use their free will to condition themselves to such dangerous habits. They are not only legal, but they are utterly socially acceptable, even though they're so dangerous to the mind, body, and soul. Let us take smoking cigarettes, for instance. First of all, just a couple years ago, there was an investigation in the biggest cigarette companies of America, and they found that their advertising and promotion was especially targeting the teenagers. They weren't targeting the adults. They were targeting the young people between 12 and 19. Because in their own reports, which were written by psychiatrists and psychologists, if a teenager becomes hooked on cigarettes, addicted, then they'll be giving us their money until the day they die. Cigarette smoking, millions and millions. But every pack of cigarette, the government is telling you this is dangerous. It may cause your death. Cigarette smoking is the single most preventable cause of premature death in America. These are statistics. 400,000 people die due to smoking cigarettes every year in America. 276,000 men and 142,000 women every year die due to smoking. One out of five deaths in the United States is smoking related. And yet, they're smoking. These statistics are not secret. I am not revealing or uncovering some mystery. They're published. They're known. Why? Why people are killing themselves? And it's once they become addicted, it's so very, very hard to give it up. It's unnatural. I don't think there has ever been a person alive who liked the first cigarette that they smoked. It's horrible. Due to social pressure, they start coughing, it tastes miserable, the body is having violent reactions to it, but they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it until they become used to it and ultimately addicted to it. When I was a young man, one of the most famous movie actors, he always had a cigarette hanging from his mouth. Always. And everyone wanted to be like him. So the adults, the teenagers, even sometimes children, they had cigarette smoke hanging from their mouth in the same fashion. And then some years later, he died of cancer of the lip and the lung. But by the time he died, everyone was so addicted, they couldn't give it up. The power of habit completely covers over our logic, our intelligence, and our pursuit of well-being and happiness. Cancer is a horrible, miserable cause of death.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.